At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Over there chatting with Paulie, and I heard the music, and I went, uh-oh. Welcome to the final hour of the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Well, let's see. Matt Ryan will join us. The Falcons quarterback will stop by. We'll talk to him about any hesitation going into this season. We're seeing players opting out. You're going to see more players opting out, but the deadline is coming up next week. But you know, the list of players opting out for the 2020 season is growing as the deadline to decide looms. And you can criticize these guys if you want, but almost to a man, they're given seriously consideration and heartfelt explanations. So they're talking about this is personal, whether it's your wife just had a baby or you may have a mother whose health has been compromised. You know, the Patriots have six players so far. I'm waiting to hear if the McCourty brothers, their defensive backs, the twins, they're 32 years of age, are they going to play? When it comes to health, football players always risk the most, and we might not talk about it as much as we should. But, you know, head injuries are a factor here, but this is something different. And they're rewarded for it, but this is, you know, this is just something that each person has to decide. And you have some marquee players who have decided to opt out for the Patriots. But, you know, there's going to be more players, so keep an eye on that. So we'll talk to Matt Ryan. He'll join us a little bit later on. Your phone calls are always welcome. Jazz over the Pelicans. Lakers beat the Clippers. I've talked about both of those matchups. Still haven't gotten an answer on Zion Williamson because, to me, if Zion wants to play, you want to make the playoffs. You say he's not on a minutes restriction, but it felt like he was on a minutes restriction last night. What happens in the next game? And let's say he's only going to play 15 minutes. Why don't you have him play important minutes, like at the end of the game? Because you certainly could have used him last night. Lakers over the Clippers. LeBron didn't look good early, but looked great late. Had the game winner, and then good defense there on Paul George as the Lakers pick up the win. Tonight, six NBA games, 13 baseball games, 10 NHL games. All of that coming up this weekend. Bob Nightingale covers the sport as well as anybody. Major League Baseball, USA Today columnist. And the Marlins have put the sport in jeopardy, and Bob joins us now. What's the next step in this situation, Bob?
I don't think baseball even knows. I mean, Notre Dame got canceled today with the Brewers and St. Louis Cardinals, with two Cardinal players testing positive. This is big for baseball because now they're the first team to have players test positive since the Marlins last week. The Marlins have like 18 or 19 of the 30 guys already sidelined because of positive tests.
Do we know how they came up with all these guys testing positive with the Marlins?
We don't. And Major League Baseball is looking into it. So are the Marlins. Something strange happened. And certainly it seemed like it happened in Atlanta, where they had the two exhibition games before flying to Philadelphia, but just a huge outbreak. So apparently someone got positive in Atlanta, then they're on the team plane, and then boom, widespread.
But did you allude to them maybe going out in the town, or at least one of the players was partying in Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't know about partying, but at least one or two guys went out in Atlanta. It could have been out to dinner, could have been something innocent, but left the hotel. And I think baseball now, that's why they've cracked down and say, hey, when you're on the road, you're not going anywhere. You're not even going to the hotel restaurant or grabbing a nightcap at the hotel bar, straight back to the room or the little private dining room. But somebody went out in Atlanta.
I don't understand, you know, that baseball is sort of looking at this going, okay, now what is next? They're not going to play 60 games. And some of these other teams aren't going to play 60 games, Bob. I know the goal was just to get to the postseason so the owners can make some money back. But how are they going to decide who goes into the postseason if it's not a balanced schedule by these teams?
I think they have no choice, Dan, but to go by winning percentage. I mean, right now the Marlins are 2-1. So for a game, maybe they get to be in the playoffs for the first time in ages. Yeah, it's a mess. You know, one time, Dan, in spring training, or when this thing first got shut down, baseball was considering, worst comes to worst, just a tournament, like a March Madness tournament, baseball style. You know, maybe they're going to have to resort to that. Because like you said, the big thing was just to have the postseason. The postseason's worth about $800 million.
What happens, like, for the next shoe to drop and baseball would do something dramatic? What would have to happen, considering all these games that are being canceled now that aren't even Marlins related?
Yeah, I think if just more and more games are canceled, they're going to have to, you know, no choice but to suspend it at one point. And let's be honest, if this was the Yankees had, you know, 18 guys test positive, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the sport would have been shut down for weeks. But it's the Marlins, like, okay, they're not supposed to be competitive anyway. You hate to say that, but if one of the big boys had gone down, then I think they'd have no choice, but let's suspend the season for a couple of weeks and pick it back up.
I agree with you. The fact that it's the Marlins, and we go, oh, it's the Marlins. But if this had been the Yankees or the Dodgers, this would be front page news. This would be huge. Is there a chance that the commissioner just says to the Marlins, thanks, we got some nice parting gifts for you, but you're bringing down the sport here, boys?
Well, they're very upset, you know, living with the Marlins. They're having a compliance officer now travel with teams. Now you're supposed to wear the hospital mask instead of the cloth mask. You know, it's possible they could do that. But, hey, you have the taxi squad for a reason. That's why they have the extra 30 players. And considering some Marlins, you know, it shouldn't be that big of a drop-off. It's not.
You're right. We're talking to Bob Nightingale, the baseball columnist for USA Today. I'm looking at the memorabilia back there. Is that a Bo Jackson football jersey?
It is, from Auburn days.
Nice. What's the best piece of memorabilia you have there in the house?
I've got a Yogi Berra jersey. That's pretty cool. And my favorite basketball player, Dr. J. So I have a Dr. J jersey, too, from Sixers. I wish I had it from the Nets. But, yeah, so I like those.
You know, when you tell people about Bo Jackson, and it almost, he takes on like this superhero, like this comic book character type persona that people can't believe that somebody was that good. If he had stuck with baseball, Bob, and been healthy, because he got injured playing football, but if he had stuck with just baseball, what kind of career do you think Bo Jackson would have turned in?
You know, I don't know if it would have been a Hall of Fame type career, Dan, but it would have been a multiple all-star type career, where he'd be a guy like, okay, is he going to Hall of Fame or not? You know, I was lucky. I got to cover him as soon as he broke in with the Royals. And this guy would just do crazy stuff in the clubhouse. Like, hey, 10 bucks, I can jump over this table. Bow and arrow shooting up here. He said, you know, I believe he could have done anything, you know, gymnastics, swimming. The only thing he said he couldn't do was basketball. He says, I can't dribble. I can't dribble. But anything else, he would have been an All-American, whatever he wanted to do.
As far as athletes to cover, how would you compare him to Deion Sanders in baseball and maybe somebody else being a great athlete in baseball?
Well, I would say Bo is number one, but, you know, Parcel, because I covered him, was with him every day. And let's be honest, Bo did not like Deion at all. You know, Deion was very flashy. Bo was not. Bo, you know, of all of his accomplishments, I think the biggest accomplishment was overcoming that stuttering problem. It was as bad a stuttering problem as anybody I've ever been around. He went to speech therapy and everything else. Amazing what he's done. Because, you know, I remember sitting down with him early after the first couple of weeks of joining the Royals. And he says, hey, people say, I say Bo knows, or, you know, talk Bo as a third person as I'm arrogant. He goes, no, I can't say the word I without stuttering. So that's how the whole Bo.
Oh, wow. Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Let me leave you with this. Joe Kelly is appealing his suspension. The likelihood of that being reduced is what?
I'd say about 100%. You know, that's, you know, 8 games is equivalent of what, 22.7 normal season. I think they reduce it to 5 games. The bottom line is baseball was livid over that. Just the fact it could have been a complete nightmare. If a brawl had broken out, it would have been on every news channel across the world. You know, guys spreading COVID and stuff like that, wrestling on the ground. So that was their big fear. Like, hey, if there's any other season, go ahead. You got a free pass. Not this season.
But I also wonder if you gave the commissioner a mulligan to punish the Astros. A, could he have punished the Astros given the battle with the Players Association? And B, would he have attempted that battle?
I don't think so. I don't think he would have got any cooperation. I mean, the bottom line is, if there wasn't a whistleblower, Mike Fiers, I'm not sure anything comes out. I mean, nothing happened with the Red Sox, the Yankees, other teams investigated. But the fact they had one guy come out and the Astro players got immunity, so they say, yeah, what he said is correct. Unfortunately, he's right. I think if these guys had not got immunity, everybody would have clammed up or just completely denied it.
Yeah. Really, probably so. Mike Trout with the paternity leave. I didn't know there's a paternity list that you can be put on. But so Trout can come and go depending on getting tested and testing negative?
Well, you have a paternity list for 3 days. You're supposed to get 3 days with pay. Now, a team can give you a longer period of time and still pay you, which I'm sure this is the case. The baby is supposed to be born August 3rd, which is Monday. So I think you want to be very cautious. And here's my firstborn. I do not want to miss his birth. I want to stay negative test-wise. So I'd be surprised if he's back right away. I could see him missing a week, at least being around the baby for a little bit. And I think the Angels would certainly understand and say, take as much time as you need. You know, we need you back. Really, baseball needs him back.
Has Scott Boras signed Mike Trout's baby yet?
Well, Greg Lannis's agent got him locked up. So he's,
oh, okay. All right.
Another 10 or 11 years left. So,
hey, it's great to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. I did not know that Bo Jackson fact. When Bo won the Heisman, and I was covering the Heisman Trophy ceremony at CNN, and we brought Bo Jackson into CNN, and I did a sit-down interview with him. And his stuttering was really bad. Like, to the point where it was just uncomfortable. You're trying to help him, and I did not know that he couldn't say I without stuttering. And that he would say Bo knows, and then people thought Bo was arrogant because he's going third person. But, and then I played golf with him and Jim McMahon years later. And you would never know that that was the same person. And I remember Bo, he putted one-handed. And so Jim McMahon played golf barefoot, and he probably had a 12-pack of Coors Light in a bag with ice in his golf bag. And here's Bo, who was so powerful. Like his swing, you know, with a golf club, but he was putting one-handed. And I remember McMahon was making fun of him putting one-handed, and then Bo would make a putt, and he'd say, "You're not making fun of me anymore, are you, Jim?" And we just had so many laughs that day. But Bo, he just wanted to talk about all the other business ventures that he was in. But, yeah, he's taken this. I didn't know he didn't like Dion. I learned a lot there from Bob Nightingale. Dion tells that story of when Bo is running and they're in college. And then he said, Dion says he put his hand on my helmet like he was going to heal me. And just pushed him to the ground. But Dion tells that story. You know, and Dion is usually talking about Dion. But he talked about Bo, and he had such reverence for him. You know, taking the pitch and going left, and, you know, Bo was just different, man. Yeah, Paul.
That's one of my favorite moments in the show history. Dion tells a story, and he goes, and Bo hit it. He was gone. He goes, but I caught him because I could fly. I could fly. Dion's not going to shortchange himself.
A couple of phone calls here. By the way, the Brewers-Cardinals game tonight postponed due to positive tests. So Phillies, Blue Jays, Marlins, Nationals, Cardinals, Brewers not playing today because of COVID-19, which amounts to 20% of the league. Jeff in Detroit back on the program. What up, Doe?
What up, Doe? Testing 1-2. Clearly, I was not honoring Qualcomm yesterday. So hopefully you can get it in today.
Yeah, you had a bad connection there, Jeff.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, though, man, this dude ended up using the Detroit Police Department to clear out all of the dope houses so he could get a steady stream of customers.
How long were you in the police department in Detroit?
I was there for 10 years. I was there on for 10 years from like 96 to 2006.
What's the strangest thing that you ever encountered?
Oh, Dan, I got a real good one for you. So when you're a one-man unit, I go out as a one-man unit. I'm looking, the call was help out homicide. We get there, it's a dead body with no head. Nobody could find the head. So I had to wait in the house with a dead body by myself until the morgue came. While I'm in there, I'm looking through the refrigerator and everything. I open up the freezer, and the head is in the freezer looking at me. When I tell you, I still have nightmares about it to this day, and that's not the part. The part is trying to call homicide and tell them you just found the head in the freezer. Well, what were you doing in the freezer? From that point on, I earned the name Snacks. So from that point on, dude, you were looking for food. I'm like, no, it was my excellent tutelage investigating skills. I found the head. They was like, bull crap, Jeff. You were looking for food, and you found the head.
What else do you have for me today, Jeff?
I just was wondering, at the end of the NBA season this year, will we look at the champion as having an asterisk, or will we look at him with reverence?
No. There's no asterisk, in my opinion. None at all. And thank you, Jeff, for sharing that story. No. Degree of difficulty, no home court advantage. Everybody has got a level playing field. Literally, level playing field. There's no home court advantage. You're going in there. You got to go through the same protocols as everybody else, and there's no asterisk. I mean, people will do that, but they're doing it for clicks. I'm just looking at it for what it is, and that is everybody's there. Everybody's going through the same thing. There's no advantage whatsoever. In fact, there are disadvantages to this, that whoever wins, you're going to be crowned a champ. Now, you might look at baseball and say, is there an asterisk by baseball? Let's wait and see how this plays out. Because I don't know. I maintain that we'll start sports. I don't know if we'll finish sports. Said that with baseball. We're going to start. I don't know if we'll finish. NBA, we're starting. Hopefully we finish. Do you have that Dion? Do you have Dion talking about Bo? We had him at the Super Bowl in Houston, I think. Yes, Eaton.
This is actually from way before that. This clip is 10 years old.
Oh.
It's from November. This says it's a November 11th, 2010.
And I asked Dion about facing Bo Jackson, and here's Dion's story.
When I played for Florida State as a freshman, True story. Bo was at Auburn, back in the backfield with Brent Fulwood, probably the best tandem of running backs I've ever seen in college. These guys are unbelievable. And, you know, you heard of Bo Jackson, so you were kind of in awe as a young collegian. I'm 17 years old playing Florida State, 18 at the time, just turned 18. Bo goes behind the huddle in Auburn and throws his hands up as if he was signifying the crowd to get it up. They start cheering and applauding, and I was playing left corner. Bo got a sweep to his left, away from me, and hit it. I mean, hit it, and he was gone. I came out of nowhere because I could fly. Came and got him, ran up on him like it was no other. With his right arm, he extended it, placed it on my helmet like as if he was praying for me, palming my helmet, and stiffed me down and kept going into the end zone like I wasn't even there. That was my Bo Jackson moment.
How great is that story? Because, you know, Deion's got an ego here, and he says, yeah, I caught him because, of course, I can fly. But then Bo gets the final word. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, I don't know if you remember this. You interviewed Bo Jackson down at Auburn. Remember
yes.
On that tour.
Yes.
And you discussed him and Deion Sanders. And I think you asked Bo Jackson who was faster, and Bo laughed at you.
Oh, I know he did.
And he goes, Dan, he goes, I was not only faster than Deion Sanders, I was also 50 pounds heavier while doing it. And he was like, and the crowd went berserk, the Auburn crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, Bo was, boy, that was just different. It was special. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. And what's on, you know, it's a Meat Friday here. I didn't even check what's on the Traeger. Do you guys know? What are we having, Paulie?
I just saw huge pieces of steak back there.
Oh.
Like really big ribeyes.
Yeah, I've been too busy today. I didn't even notice. But are they on the grill?
I think they've been smoking all morning.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Hasselbeck potatoes, Dan?
Tim Hasselbeck or Tim, Matt?
Yes, correct.
I like Matt Hasselbeck
potatoes.
One's
like a potato, the other one's a sweet potato.
Yeah, I think Matt's the sweet potato.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Matt Ryan will join us coming up. Paulie says, I dare you to try to mention somehow 28-3 to Matt Ryan.
That's not true.
And I said, all right, I'll do it. I'll try it. I'm ready. Yes, Todd, you have a question? Or you
Is
just
that really a good idea?
Yeah.
He's a friend of the show over the years. And
yeah, come on.
Do we really want to?
At some point, you know, comedians always talk about this. At some point, you got to joke about it.
But is that the place on national radio TV to poke him? You can't take him to a bar down the road and have a little dinner and do it there?
I saw him at Pebble Beach, and I didn't bring it up there. So I've waited.
It's long overdue.
Absolutely. All right, 21 after the hour. More phone calls, but up next, the Falcons quarterback, Matt Ryan. 21 after the hour, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way, the all-new GT four-door coupe, because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you missed any of our interviews this week or any week from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, go to the Dan Patrick Show app or danpatrick.com, where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. One of my favorite interviews this week was Michael Phelps. Hopefully you get a chance to listen to that if you did not hear that live when he joined us a couple of days ago. Matt Ryan's going to join us coming up. Started to look at these stats with Matt Ryan. He's third in NFL history in passing yards per game. Drew Brees and Matthew Stafford are 1-2. And then it's Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. I think Matt Ryan being an MVP and having these numbers will get him into the Hall of Fame. He's sixth in NFL history in completion percentage, in completions, 10th in passing yards, 11th in touchdown passes. He's going to end up with 400 touchdown passes, probably 60,000 yards, have an MVP. And he still has a good team, but they're in a division with what could turn out to be two great teams. Yeah, Paul.
You brought up Matthew Stafford. I go back to last year. He only played in 8 games. But he was having the best start of his career. In 8 games, he had 19 touchdowns, 5 picks. He had a quarterback rating of 106. He was on pace to the best year of his career. And the Lions, they were 3-4-1 when he tapped out with the injury. But they were in every game, and there was a couple they lost at the buzzer.
Yeah, it's time starting to run out on Matthew Stafford. And I wonder if he's going to end his career in Detroit. I wonder if he might have one of those late career resurgence with somebody else where you can plug him into a team that is playoff ready. You know, they're not, he's not old enough to move on from, but I would understand if they get to a point where they say, we need to rebuild. But this coaching staff, that's why there was a little talk about, does Detroit draft Tua? Remember that? And what was I was being told is that, you know, this coaching staff knows they're going to be fired if this team doesn't make the playoffs. So Matt Patricia knows we got to make the playoffs here. And you bring in Tua, then what are you going to do with Matthew Stafford? Are you going to have Matthew Stafford for 1 year and then Tua there? And I guess they didn't want to roll the dice there. George in Ohio, then we'll get to Matt Ryan. Hey, George.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
From the old hometown. How you doing, Dan?
Good, sir.
Hey, I totally enjoyed that Bob Nightingale interview. because it mentioned two of the players I truly admire. Dr. J, I think, is my favorite NBA player of all time, despite the Jordan can walk on water or whatever. And Bo Jackson, I think, would be in one of two Hall of Fames had he been healthy. I think football or baseball.
I think football he would have been. And thank you, George. I don't know if he would have been in baseball. Because he was a guy who had power. He was not a big batting average guy. A lot of strikeouts there. But, you know, he was so great in the outfield. I don't know if he would have been a Hall of Famer there. But in football, if he just played football and he was healthy, then I believe he would have been a Hall of Famer. Let's bring in Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, who joins us on the program. More phone calls coming up as well. Matt Ryan joining us from Atlanta. How do you feel about the season there, Matt?
You know, I'm hopeful that we can get this thing going. You know, obviously, with everything that's been going on this offseason and watching the other major sports try and get up and running and what happened with the Marlins the other day, you know, you become skeptical. But I've been able to get my testing done really the last, you know, 5 days here at our facility and have seen the setup that we have. I got to give our credit, our organization, a lot of credit. They have it set up really well to keep us as safe as possible. I got my little tracker on in the building. I'm the only one in this room right now, so I got no mask on. But I feel good about what they've done, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to play come September.
What's the tracker?
So I think this tracker is league mandated, and so they put it on.
Like a wristband.
Yeah, like a wristband, and then there's this kind of device or whatever that's inside of it that tells you if you're within 6 feet of anybody. And so it starts to kind of beat red, and you can move away. But it's also, in case anybody tests positive, they can go back and check the data to see who was around that person for an extended period of time so they can quarantine those you know, those players or coaches or personnel and then test them again within 24 hours to make sure everything is safe.
I'm wondering about the quarterback room. Is that going to be different this season? Can you guys all be together and then run that risk of if one guy tests positive, then everybody else is, and what that would do to your roster?
It'd be tough. You know, it'd be tough. If it wipes through, you know, one of the position groups, which in our, you know, our sport can be pretty small. I mean, it could really affect, you know, really affect the outcome of games or may not even be able to play. But, you know, we're lucky in our building. We've got a great setup where we have tons of space. And so, you know, we're able to kind of, you know, separate from each other, make sure we all got masks on and try and do everything we can. But you're right. There's a lot of unknown on what and you know, could happen, but I think it's our responsibility as players and, you know, as citizens of the country, right, to kind of do everything we're being told to do to try and stay as safe as possible.
We're talking to Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback. What was your reaction to the Patrick Mahomes contract?
I was happy for Patrick, man. He it's a good time to be a quarterback in the NFL. There's no question about it. So but, you know, he's been such a dynamic player since he's come into the league. And, you know, I think it's good for him. I think it's good for their organization, too. You know, there's long-term stability there. And, you know, they know what they've gotten him in terms of a player, in terms of a leader. And, you know, he's been unbelievable. And I'm happy for him.
But explain this to me, Matt. Maybe you're not the right guy to ask this question to. But why is it the next quarterback gets more than the previous quarterback, no matter what? And that next quarterback is not necessarily better than the previous quarterback who had the highest salary in the league.
I don't overthink it, Dan. I don't overthink that one. I just go with it.
But you don't. Do you look at other salaries here and say, well, I'm better than him, or he's getting paid more than me, I'm better than him?
I don't. You know, I think that everybody, you know, there's a market there, right? And whatever the market dictates, you know, that's what it is. And so, you know, I've never really gotten too hung up on it. And we're fortunate. I say that from a place where I've been fortunate my entire career to be incredibly well compensated. And so, But I just, it's never been something that I've been jealous of other guys or, you know, felt like other guys weren't deserving of it. I'm for everybody, you know, making what they can make and getting what they can get. And, you know, because to be honest with you, for as long as I've played, you see people who get injured at different times. Our game is so one play at a time that, you know, I'm all for people getting what they can get when they can get it.
What was your reaction when Brady signed with the Buccaneers?
I was like, come on, man. Really? no, I mean, I kind of, my gut was kind of telling me, you know, this could be a potential landing spot for him. Having played against them last year, knowing how good their defense was, the weapons that they have on offense, I thought, you know, this could be a potential landing spot for him when he announced he wasn't going back to New England. So I wasn't altogether too surprised because I thought it would be a good fit.
Have you ever had a conversation with him about that Super Bowl?
No, just he sent some text messages after that game. And, you know, I'm not sure I'm still in a good enough place to have a reasonable conversation with him about it. I'm not sure I'll ever be there. But
if you played golf with him, would you bring it up or would you wait for him to bring it up?
I think you got to rip the Band-Aid. I'm at a point in my life where I've found in these kind of things, I think you just got to get it out there and throw it out there. And so, yeah, I think if I were, you know, having a beer with him or playing golf or something like that, I think it'd be like, man, so why'd you have to do that? Why'd you have to go there?
Because you know that he loves to talk trash, but I don't, there's certain things that you, are those off limits?
He's always, to be honest with you, in the passing, you know, the times I've seen him in passing or the conversations that I've had with him, he's always been super respectful.
Okay.
And, you know, so I don't think he needs to talk any trash about that game. There's nothing that really needs to be said.
What are you doing with Gatorade?
Well, I'm happy, yeah, to be able to promote Eric Gilbert, who I got to spend time with in December and announced when he was the National Football Player of the Year. But they're announcing he's the 2020 Male Athlete of the Year at the high school level. So just, you know, congratulating him. I've come full circle in this spot. Saw him as the football player last year. Excited to see what he does at LSU and excited for him because it's, you know, it's an incredibly prestigious award, the most prestigious in high school sports because it takes into account not only what you did on the field, but also, you know, who you are as a person and what you did into the classroom. So, you know, huge congratulations to him.
If it wasn't Boston College, where were you going?
I was kind of between a couple different places, Iowa, Purdue, and some of those schools in the Big Ten. But Boston College was always kind of the spot I wanted to play for whatever reason. My uncle played there. I grew up one of the few Boston College fans there are. You know, I grew up a BC fan and I always wanted to go there.
Just for the record, you're not going to opt out this season. You are going to play for the Falcons.
I'm going to play. I'm already in the building and all checked in and all that stuff. I guess guys have until the 3rd. And, you know, I respect that decision for people to make it. But, you know, I feel comfortable, you know, with playing this year.
Great to visit with you again. Good luck in that division. Don't have too many. Thank God the Panthers are there. They're not very good. But the Saints and Buccaneers, they're going to test you a little bit there, Matt.
Yeah, you never know. You never know how it's going to go, but it's going to be a tough one this year for sure. We've got our work cut out for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Great to talk to you.
All
right, be safe. That's Matt Ryan, Falcons quarterback. All right, I lightly touched on 28-3 and Brady, right?
He said he's not in the place yet where he can banter around with the boys about that.
And just the fact that he's, you know, he's thinking, we got to get by the Saints. And then it's like, oh, you got to be kidding. Brady's coming to Tampa Bay? Well, they got Carolina on the schedule twice, so that helps. Yeah, Paulie.
I said it before, but if Matt Ryan gets a Super Bowl and an MVP, 28-3 will be someday something you can not joke about because he still had that terrible loss, but it would be muted.
Well, that's why it helps Russell Wilson that he did have a Super Bowl. And he lost one, but he still has a Super Bowl. But I don't think Matt Ryan's getting back to the Super Bowl. I don't think so. What are the Super Bowl odds of my Atlanta Falcons there? Paulie, can you pull those up?
Stand by, please.
All right. got to be over 100 to 1.
Do you think they're in the top 10
no.
in Super Bowl odds?
No. Yes, he.
So then do you think that Matt Ryan and Julio Jones get a little bit of a hall pass then, if you don't think they're getting back to the Super Bowl?
What do you mean, that they should be better, our expectations should be higher?
Yeah. Julio Jones, arguably the best receiver over the last, I don't know, however many years.
Decade.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan, we just said, was first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, I know you need more than that.
I think he's a
that,
Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's Hall of Famer.
Okay. Because like you think of Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson, and like, man, why couldn't they do more of that combo?
Yeah. Well, I just think when you start to look at a quarterback, and as much as we want to say, well, that quarterback didn't win that many Super Bowls or only won one, there's so much that goes into, like, Brady has won Super Bowls, not necessarily because of Brady, because he had a great defense those first couple of years, or he had Adam Vinatieri. If you look at the Falcons, who else do they have? I mean, they got Todd Gurley. I don't know. Todd Gurley 3 years ago, that would be better. Yes, Paulie.
The Atlanta Falcons are right in the middle, 16th for Super Bowl odds. They're with teams like the Rams, the Bears.
What are the odds?
I got 40 to 1.
Oh, I thought they'd be higher than that.
Want me to get in on it?
I mean, like 100 to 1. No.
I'm sorry. Well, 4,000 to 1. Oh. Well, like, I meant in that range.
Wait, 40 and then it's 4,000?
Well, no, like the plus 4,000. They are 40 to 1. If you put 100, you win 4,000. Okay. So, yeah, 41 is good. Okay. I think I messed up.
The odds are long.
Okay. I'll give you some teams that are similar in odds, and which one, if you had to pick one to win the Super Bowl.
Can I take a break here?
Sure.
Because I got food out on the Traeger, and I'd like to go out and have a piece of steak. I got to go out there and supervise the cooking of my steak. We'll come back. This Day in Sports History, Paulie's got an interesting question or something like that on it.
I don't promise that. Yeah. I'm not promising that.
Yeah. Paulie with an interesting question.
I retract that.
How do you think we did without McLovin today?
I would have liked the Shark Report.
Yeah, but I'm going to wait until Monday. Like, I want to. Like, he's got a whole weekend at Cape Cod looking for sharks. Can you imagine McLovin at the beach? How much sunblock? They probably has mayonnaise on. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll close up shop and a little Arcade Fire next, right here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race,
A young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I have great respect for anybody who does morning drive radio. I don't care where you are in the country. I have great respect because I did it in Dayton, Ohio when I first started out, and it changes your life because it gets to the point around 6 o'clock in the evening and then you start to do the math on when you need to get up and when you eat. So you'd be having, you get done at, you know, 10 in the morning and then all of a sudden, are you having lunch at 10? It just changes your life. And those who get up and do it well, great admiration. And for Mike Golic, certainly with Greeny, as of late with Trey Wingo, to be able to do it and do it for sustained period of time and a high level of success, that's a great run. You know, when Mike and Greeny, Mike Golic called me, he was working in Arizona and he was doing sports radio. And I think he talked to somebody in management because he wanted to find out, like, what's the place like? What do I need to know? And he called me. And Mike Golic was not a household name. I knew him from Notre Dame and a little bit from the Philadelphia Eagles. But he called and he said, tell me what I need to know. And we talked for a little while. And I said, are you going to do radio or TV? And he goes, I want to do both. And I said, well, make yourself available for TV. Because not being a household name, you know, you want reps. And all you want to do is always be around. And, you know, Dan Orlovsky's doing this. You want to be available. Sean Salisbury did this for a while. You're available. Mark Schlereth did this. Same thing. You're not household names, but you're there. And Golic was able to be around. And then he also started doing mornings. He started with Tony Bruno. And then Greeny came in. And after that, it was Trey Wingo. But, you know, you had the Odd Couple with Greeny and Golic. It worked. The old TV show. It worked. And, you know, that's a landmark show. All right, Paulie, Super Bowl odds that you want me to get into?
Yeah, here's a bunch of teams that have the similar Super Bowl odds. Which team would you bet to win?
Okay.
Los Angeles Rams, Atlanta Falcons, Chicago Bears, Cleveland Browns, Los Angeles Chargers are all similar Super Bowl odds. Oh, Rams, Falcons, Bears, Browns, Chargers.
I've been down this Charger road before.
Don't do it because this is the year they'll do it.
I would probably take the Cleveland Browns. Even though you're in a division where Pittsburgh with Ben will be better, and can Baltimore have sustained greatness there? Cincinnati will probably not be a big factor, but they might steal a game from somebody. I'd probably do the Browns. See, the Chargers are in the same division with Kansas City. You know, the Raiders at times were pretty good last year. Like, they had glimpses there. And Denver, this is supposed to be the year. We see Drew Locke and those weapons there. So I'd go Cleveland, and then I'd go the Chargers. Ryan in California. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey,
knowing that you guys play Arcade Fire every week, I thought I'd call it and share a story. And ask a question. I went and played a pickup game in the UC Berkeley, Cal Berkeley gym once, and Arcade Fire was actually playing at the Greek that night, and in walks Wynn Butler to play in the pickup game. subsequently dominated everybody and then got kicked out of the gym after he got fouled really hard and started a fight. So knowing that he is a huge basketball fan, I think he's been the MVP of the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game like twice. Have you guys ever considered having him on and talking with him about basketball?
I haven't, but it just I went to see U2, and U2 came out onto the stage to this song, and I just went, wow. U2 was coming on stage to Arcade Fire, and I just then I started listening to them. And Wynn is the lead singer, and you know, he's a pretty good basketball player. He's about 6'5", 6'6", I think. Pretty good basketball player. But no, I just enjoyed the music. Yeah. Yeah, see.
I think there's a couple stories, too, of him getting heated at a basketball game, like pick up basketball games, and he's very, very serious about basketball.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, but thanks for the phone call there, Ryan. Let's go around the room what we learned. Todd, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn today?
You're more concerned about Zion getting hurt playing in these short bursts than for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I don't want him to try to do too much over a 3 or 4 minute period. I'd rather say you got 6 or 7 minutes. Just go out there and, you know, get loose. Seton, what'd you learn?
Crouch defenders.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew?
Crotch defenders. Paulie?
28-3. Matt Ryan's not there yet.
What we learned brought to you by Raycon. Raycon wireless earbuds, the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order. BuyRaycon.com/Patrick. That's BuyRaycon.com/Patrick. Thank you again. Our pleasure to serve you. We'll talk to you on Monday here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.